That's where the Spanish came in. Again, legendary McNamara calls me in. How is your Spanish, Alec? Well, I'm trying hard. Not too bad. You think you could communicate? Well, sure. The fluency in language, in Spanish, is not very fluent. But I know the language by now quite well. Do you think you would go to Cuba? Of course I would go to Cuba. But how about the visa? It's still towards the end of revolution. Fidel already is fully established. Some government offices are already established. And he has still some friends from the States who actually participated with him marching to Havana, winning the revolution, including some film. Errol Flynn was marching with Castro into the Havana victory, you know, this kind of thing. So I was already getting into that kind of thing when it was established. But there was still a number of large crowds of girls with red, white shirts, red scarf, blue belts, and militia, machine guns, whatever. Dangerous place. But anyhow, that was, politics was none of my business, except I was in a ticklish situation. I had not the Canadian passport, I still had only Australian passport. I was of Czechoslovakian origin, obviously for already secret police, a refugee, so it wasn't that easy. But anyhow, the main objective was the flour mill. I got into the flour mill with two officers from the government food supply office. And none of them speak, well, one of them spoke English. But when we got into the mill, already it was fully in the hands of the Russians. The two officials, experienced milling experts, were Russians, not a word of English. But my Russian was not fluent. There was one guy who had a bit of English he could translate. So how was the communication going? Slow but good. I had two Russians in front of me, friendly, showing me the mill. I had to turn around often, not to look, because it was in shambles. Bran at one floor was coming through the spout on the floor. The brake machines, some of them were not properly working, all kinds of things. Could I see the flour sample? Yes. A mess. So back in the office, after close to 1 hour of visiting the machinery, whatever. What do you think of it? I thought my best way is to be quite frank. See the card, technical services and market research. Technical services. This actually could be on offer from CWB in Canada. That thing here needs technical help. You think so? Yes, I do, gentlemen. Forgive me if I'm critical. Not at all. We agree with you 100%.